coming up in just a second, why Chrissy Teigen says she hates her husband, John Legend. I'm going to get to that first. Will you be watching any of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve this year?
I mean, if there's really nothing else on, I can't.
It's New Year's Eve at midnight.
Yeah, true. Not that much.
Do you normally like watch any of it?
Yeah, I flip between like the Fox, the NBC, okay. The ABC. Yeah.
You're watching?
Yeah, I usually tune in to see Seacrest hosts it now, I think, right?
Ryan
see
what Seacrest, he's doing. Yes. And, yeah. So Post Malone is going to be headlining this year on December 31st in Times Square. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they pick some of his more upbeat songs. I'm touring in the new year.
No, I gotta keep it chill.
Gotta keep it cool.
Okay, all right.
There are other performers, though. The K-pop group BTS is gonna be there. Sam Hunt is performing. And how cool is this? I'm proud of my girl. Alanis Morissette is gonna be performing as well. Actually, her and the cast of the Jagged Little Pill musical that is on Broadway, they're all gonna be performing with her as well. And it will live on ABC. It will air live on ABC on New Year's Eve. We always love to see if anything messes up. Like, people love watching live. Like, it's a huge production. It's happening live. There are gonna be slip-ups. We've seen them before. Yeah. And Ryan Seacrest has got to be exhausted because he works literally 24 hours a day, and he's going to be the host as usual. I think there are a lot of people who are going to be able to relate to this. Who is in charge of the extra sort of special touches and the fun in your household? So last night was the finale of The Voice, and John Legend was a coach this season, but his wife, Chrissy Teigen, said that she had no idea it was the finale. What? So yeah, so she and John planned a dinner party with all the judges, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Kelly Clarkson, all came over to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's home. But she went off on Twitter about how annoyed she was that John never told her it was the actual finale of the show. She said she was mad because she didn't make a finale meal, and she obviously would have gotten a cake or something to celebrate.
Of course, yeah.
And she said, you know, you don't win The Voice and then just eat short ribs. That's not how it works. And she continued to say, and I think this is a relatable part, that she's always in charge of doing the fun extra stuff, and John has no idea how much she plans normally. And then she replied to people who were making fun of her by telling them, if you think it's stupid, then go ahead and tell me what you made when Blake, Kelly, and Gwen all came over to your house. Yeah. She's like, I was supposed to have an ice cream truck. It happens with kids from school too. They'll come home. Oh, by the way, tomorrow it's crazy hair day and I need to bring $75 and you need to dress me in an outfit. And you're like, didn't you tell me this ahead of time? By the way, if you're wondering, you're probably not. Jake Hoot was the winner last night of The Voice. He is a country singer. He has a very beautiful voice and he was on Team Kelly. So she was really happy to win. It's like season 89 of The Voice. So
sounds like Blake Shelton.
He's really good. He's got a really great voice. I just feel
it's
like
too bad we're never going to hear of him
ever again. Maybe the country music scene might. You know, he is talented. We'll see. And he's under Kelly Clarkson's wing.
That's true. So you never know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. And we would love for you to take Sam down with "Are You Smarter Than Sam." You can win some tickets to see Shen Yun Performing Arts in January at Place des Arts. Okay, we're gonna play coming up in about 6 minutes. And we'll hear from the Chainsmokers right after Sam Smith and Normani, Dancing with a Stranger. It's a Beat 92.5. Good morning.